Please open our Bibles to the 121st Psalm. These are our memory verses for these weeks. And the one for this week, of course, is the 7th verse. Page 662 in your Scofield Bible. We'll read verses 1 through 7. We'll read them in unison. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And let's read. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Turn now to the book of Jude. Page 1329 in your Scofield Bible. Jude, we'll be reading verses 20 through 25. The 22nd verse is the text verse. Read these verses responsibly. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, down to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we owe you so much. We owe you our very lives. We owe you our salvation. We at least owe you the attention to the message tonight. That much we can do. We can never repay you for all your greatness and your goodness, but we can listen as your word is preached. Help us to do so. Help us to hunger and thirst for thee and for thy word. Bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the kind of music I grew up on. And it's the kind of songs that built America and our kind of Christian faith. Our Heavenly Father, I come now to a sermon that I've anticipated preaching for many years, one that I could not preach until now, but I'm excited about this sermon, not because it's a great sermon, but because it represents something wonderful in my life. I pray you'd help me as I preach it, and our people listen attentively, please. Amen. I want you to listen carefully. I'm not going to be tonight a bombastic preacher. I have no plans of kicking the microphones over, but I never do have any plans of kicking the microphones over. I don't put in a sermon, kick Mike here. I might take some guy named Mike and kick him, but this sermon has been in preparing for 50 years. I have had the outline, not on this piece of paper I have, but same outline, on a piece of paper for several years, waiting until I could qualify to preach it. I'm excited about it because it's, well, you almost have to be a little guy in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas, and whose dad was a neighborhood drunk, to really appreciate what I'm going to say tonight. over 50 years ago in a college chapel service at East Texas Baptist College in Marshall, Texas. A Presbyterian pastor was preaching. I don't know his name. I know it started with a B. That's all I know. And I don't know why. Well, our college was not a fundamental college, but they should have been having this guy. Probably was a liberal. I don't know. I don't know whether they believe the Bible or not. Don't know whether they're liberal or fundamentalist. I don't know. But he made a statement. He preached on the subject, Jude 22, making a difference. And he made this statement. I don't recall anything else he said, but I do remember he said this. He said, you can make a difference in the world. I was sitting on the second row, just about over here, in my assigned seat. We had assigned seats in our chapel. And I was sitting in my assigned seat on the second row next to the aisle over here. And I said, I could never do that. I don't have preached one sermon in my life, or tried to, and I lasted for 3 minutes, and I sat down after having apologized to people. And I said, I'm sorry. I thought I could preach, but I can't. And I sat down in failure, weeping. There I sat, the least likely prospect in East Texas Baptist College to be a preacher. And this fellow had the audacity to say that you can make a difference in the world. And I thought, I could never do that. Now, some people may, but I could never do that. And then immediately he said, I mean in your world. And I said, I can do that. At that time, my world was a little country community at the edge of Marshall, Texas, that little building out there that you see on the campus. I was pastoring the church that met in that little building. And that was my world, that little country neighborhood. I went forward that morning. Nobody else went forward. Didn't even give an invitation. But I left my seat and walked to the altar over here. Nobody ever did that in our college much. And I knelt there, and I stayed there till after everybody was gone. And I said, Dear God, I promise you that I'll make a difference in my world. I could never make a difference in the world, but I can make a difference in my world. A few years ago, a group of us went to Marshall, Texas on a little trip. Brother Ray Young recalls this, I'm sure, very, very clearly. We went over to a little house on the eastern side of Marshall, Texas to a lady that was up in years. In fact, since then, she's gone to heaven. And Mrs. L.G. Eves, one of our members years ago, good not a half a century ago, she came to the front porch, and a bunch of us were gathered around that front porch there. And Ms. Eves was talking to us. I'll never forget what she said. She started crying, and she said, Brother Hiles came to our town, our community, years ago. And here's what she said. This is not true, but she said he won our community to Christ. And then she said these words. She said, Brother Hiles sure made a difference in East Texas. My mind wandered back to that altar of the East Texas Baptist College, where the least likely student there knelt and said, Dear God, I cannot make a difference in the world, but I can make a difference in my world. Shortly after, a few years later, we moved to Garland, Texas. My world got larger. Now I'm in a town of 27,000 people. I'm not out in the country anymore. My world got larger. And it's an old story to you. Our church had 44 people. We grew to a membership over 4,000. And in fact, when I left Garland, Texas, 39 years ago this month, next month, I left Garland, Texas, 39 years ago next month, out of all the people in Garland, one house out of every seven went to Miller Road Baptist Church. Now, you think, I doubt if any church could say that ever. 1/7 of the population of Garland, Texas, went to the Miller Road Baptist Church. We got ready to leave. A wealthy businessman, a realtor, made it a point to come by and see me. And he said, Reverend, I understand you're leaving to go up north. And I said, yes, I am. And very frankly, this rich man said, you can't leave this town. He said, Reverend, you cannot leave this town. He said, you've made such a difference in our town. The mayor, Mayor Walker, called me on the phone and said, Reverend, I understand you're leaving. And I said, yes, I am. And Mayor Walker, my friend and a member of the First Baptist Church and a Christian man, he said, Reverend, no man has ever made as big a difference in this town as you have. My mind wandered back to East Texas Baptist College, second seat over here, when the Presbyterian preacher said, you can make a difference in this world. And I said, I couldn't do that. He said, you can make a difference in your world. And I remembered that night, that chapel day, I knelt and said, dear God, I'll make a difference in my world. And I'm testifying tonight, and I've got to give it to you. 39 years ago, we came to Hammond. I relived so much of that while Brother Fred was talking a while ago, and we older people sure enjoyed Brother Fred Mooney a while ago, those of us who've been here all these years. And now for 39 years, I've labored in this town. I'm not the best preacher in America, but I believe I've come pretty close to doing my best in all these years. Mayor McDermott, I was talking to him on the phone not long ago, several years ago, former Mayor McDermott, and he said, Reverend, he said, you don't know how much difference you've made in Northwest Indiana. And my mind wandered back to East Texas Baptist College. Ron Elton said, I could never make a difference in the world, but I can make a difference in my world. By the way, you can do that too. I mean, you may never make a difference in the world, but bless God, you can make a difference in your... Is the world a better place because of you? Is your world a better place because of you? Do you stand among the faithful, brave, and true? Do the lost see Christ in you? Does your life ring true? Is your world a better place because of you? Let me ask you a question. Is Hiles Anderson College a better place because of you? Have you made a difference in Hiles Anderson College? Is Hammond Baptist High School a better place because of you? Have you made a difference in Hammond Baptist High School? Is Hammond Baptist Junior High School or Hammond Baptist Grade School a better place because of you? Have you made a difference in Hammond Baptist Junior High or Hammond Baptist Grade School? Are City Baptist Schools a better place because you attend there or you teach there? You see, you cannot make a difference maybe in the world, but bless God, you can make a difference in your world. Let me ask you, teenagers, is your home a better place because of you? Have you made a difference for good and for God in your home? Years ago, Dr. Lee Robertson and I were talking. He's my hero. He's my number one hero in the world now left. And Dr. Robertson and I were talking. Most all of my old friends are gone, and my little Olaf is gone, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. is gone, Dr. Rice is gone, and Dr. Bill Rice is gone, and Dr. Vick is gone. All of my old friends are gone, but Dr. Robertson's still around. Bless God, he better keep on living, because as long as he lives, I feel like a preacher boy. But Dr. Robertson said this to me not long ago. Brother Jack, he called me. He said Jack, he called me Jack. I slapped him when he did it, but he called me Jack. He said, Jack, now he'll never do this in public, but he said, Jack, he said, you have made a big difference in our country. I couldn't believe I'd ever hear Dr. Robertson say that. My mind wandered back to the day that I met him the first time at Moberly Avenue Baptist Church in Longview, Texas, when a nervous 27-year-old preacher boy with just in the ministry a few years hand him a Bible and ask him to sign the Bible. And Dr. Lee Robertson signed the Bible. And he said, Brother Hiles, or Jack, you've made a big difference in this country. My mind wandered back to the East Texas Baptist College, the second seat in the front over here in this section. And the sermon, the Presbyterian preacher said, He said you can make a difference in your world. Preach from my text tonight on others having compassion, making a difference. My mind wandered back to the altar where I knelt, and knelt there while all the folks were leaving. I don't know how long after everybody's gone, I was still kneeling there. And I said, dear God, I could never make a difference in the world, but I can make a difference in my world. After Dr. Robertson made that statement, I outlined this sermon. It's a very emotional thing for me. I've had this sermon outlined in my file of sermons. I've probably prepared 6 or 8 sermons this week. I keep a file of unpreached sermons, and I've had this in my files ever since several years ago when Dr. Robertson said, you've made a difference in your country. I'll tell you why. I kept it there and couldn't preach it. Recently, I was being introduced. I won't tell you where, I won't tell you how long ago it was. I won't tell you who did it. But I was being introduced before I preached in a distant state. The pastor said in these words, almost these very words, that Dr. Hiles is my hero. And he said, not only has Hiles Anderson College and Dr. Hiles sent out over 1,000 pastors, but he said, more and better missionaries, get this, more missionaries and better missionaries have come from Dr. Hiles' ministry and his college than any other college in America. And then he said, Dr. Hiles has made a big difference in our world. Dr. Hiles has made a big difference in our world. I said, now I can preach it. It's been over 50 years since I knelt at the altar of East Texas Baptist College. And I said, I couldn't influence the world, but I can influence my world. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never influence the world till you influence your world. You never will. I went to my room after he said that. And I fell down at my bed. And I said, I never thought I'd hear that. I hope tonight I've made a difference in your life. I hope that my life has made a difference in your home. I hope I've made a difference in your marriage. I hope I've made a difference in your rearing your children. I hope I've made a difference in your growing up. But I never thought I'd hear what I heard. Dr. Hiles is my hero. And Dr. Hiles has sent out through his college and church the most and greatest missionaries in the world. And then he said, Dr. Hiles has made a big difference in our world. And all night, I couldn't sleep. I pictured myself sitting as a preacher boy at East Texas Baptist College. And a Presbyterian preacher standing up and saying, you can make a difference in the world. I said, not me. And then he said, you can make a difference in your world. And I went to my little neighborhood in the country outside Marshall, Texas, and decided to make a difference in my world. Now I'm asking you to make a difference in your world. You say, Brother Hiles, I could never make a difference in the world. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking what that Presbyterian preacher asked me to do over 50 years ago. I'm asking you to make a difference in your world. Is your world a better place? Ask a question, Hiles Anderson students. What difference have you made in Hiles Anderson College? Is it a better college because you came? Or are you causing trouble? Has it become a worse college because you came? Ask a question, Hammond Baptist High School students. Is Hammond Baptist High School a better, have you made a difference? Is it a better place? Is the high school a better place because of you? Do you stand among the faithful, brave, and true? Do the students see Christ in you? Does your life ring true? Is the school a better place because of you? I don't care who you are tonight. You cannot make a difference maybe in the world, but bless God, you can make a difference in your world. And once you make a difference in your world, then you are qualified to continue until maybe someday you can make a difference in the world. Your world may be a house where you're the queen. I ask you tonight to make a difference. Your world may be a classroom where you're the teacher. I ask you tonight to make a difference. Your world may be a school where you're the principal or president or administrator. I challenge you tonight to make a difference. Your world may be a bus route where you're a captain. I challenge you to make a difference. Your world may be a Sunday school class where you're the teacher. I challenge you to make a difference. Your world may be a school where you're a student. I challenge you to make a difference. Your world may be a Bible club where you're the leader. I challenge you to make a difference. Your world may be a shop where you work. I challenge you to make a difference. Your world may be the barracks where you live or the dormitory where you live. I challenge you to make your little world a better place and make a difference in your little world. I say it again. You'll never have an opportunity to make a difference in the world until you make a difference in your world. Susanna Wesley sat every Thursday night with the sun on her knee. For 1 hour, she taught a boy named John Wesley. She had 17 children. No, 19 children. John was the 17th, I think. Every Thursday night, she took 1 hour and talked to John, and 1 hour and talked to Charles, his brother. Susanna Wesley made a difference in her home. And through Charles and John Wesley, she made a difference in the world. I said again, if you ever want to make a difference in the world, then you start off making a difference in your world where you are. A lot of you Howells Anderson College fellows, boy, you're going to set the woods on fire one of these days. No, you're going to burn out before you get to the woods. If you can't make Howells Anderson College, and you can't make your dormitory room a better place, you'll never make the world a better place, for you're not qualified to work on the world till you have made a better place and made a difference in your world. Daisy Halls was a Sunday school teacher in Louisville, Kentucky. Daisy Halls had a visitor come to her class one day. A teenage boy's name was Lee Robertson. And Daisy Halls made a difference in her world at the little Sunday school class she taught, a lady teaching a teenage boy's class. And Daisy Halls made a difference in her world. Little did she know that she was also making a difference in the world by turning out one of the greatest men of God in the history of our country. Mr. Kimball, a Sunday school teacher in London, England, went out soul winning one day and knocked on and went to a shoe store where a lad named Dwight. No, it's Boston, Massachusetts. And Dwight. And his name was Dwight Moody. He got enough nerve to go in and talk to him and won Dwight L. Moody to Jesus Christ in the shoe store in Boston, Massachusetts. He made a difference in his world. But little did he know that teenage lad he won to Christ that day would become the great evangelist that would bring America and England both back closer to God. I mean, you Sunday school teachers, you have a chance to make a difference in the world, but you'll never make a difference in the world. If you decide you're going to make a difference in the lives of those students that you teach. Little did that little teacher know, in the Fernwood Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, that little beginner superintendent named Mrs. Bethel, when she put me on her knees as a little barefooted boy, and she said, "Did you know Jesus loves you?" And I looked up and said, "But does he love me as much as he loves little boys and girls that have on shoes?" A tear escaped her eye and invaded her brow, my brow, and she said, "Jackie boy, he may love you more than loves anybody here." She was making a difference in the lives of her little Sunday school class. 4, 5 years old, little 4 and 5 year old boys and girls, and Mrs. Bethel made a difference, but she did not know that she was making a difference in the nation and in the world that day when she made a difference in her world. Oh, you'd like to be a Dwight Moody someday, or Lee Robertson, or you'd even like to have a big church like this someday. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to have people make a difference in the world till we have people make a difference in their homes, in their schools, in their classes, in their bus routes. Make a difference. Don't leave this world without making a difference in your world. It's been now 30 years ago, I was in Bethlehem, Mrs. Hiles and I were there in Bethlehem. A missionary came up, introduced himself, and he was with us for some of our rest of our journey in the Bible lands. Not a very impressive person. In fact, less than impressive. Rather quiet. Not as spectacular as a haircut. And to be quite frank with you, I was not impressed. Years later, Hiles Anderson College was started. Dr. Evans suggested we hire that missionary on the faculty of Hiles Anderson College. Humble man, a quiet man. Not spectacular, but slowly but surely, he made a difference in the mission students of Hiles Anderson College. He'd take one over to his house and show him how to fix a car. He'd take one to his backyard and show him how to build a little building, or give him instructions about, or how to repair a furnace, and show him little things that on the mission field. And step by step, Maurice Paulson made a difference at Hiles Anderson College. And what he did not know is that no man in this generation has made a difference on the foreign field as that humble man named Maurice Paulson. I want to tell you tonight, he gave the best he could to make a difference in the lives of a few people, and that man made a difference in the whole world. Let me get a little closer to home. Jeff Owens has made a difference. The lives of public school kids in this area. But what he didn't know is that he was going to make a difference in the world. As Bible clubs all over America now have started because of Jeff Owens' difference in little Bible clubs here. Maxine Jeffries decided to make a difference in the lives of the deaf people in this area. 37 years ago, she came to Hammond. Little handful of deaf people, and made a difference in their lives. What that little lady did not realize then, that little gal that's had to live her life alone, never known the love of a husband, or the love of a daughter, or the love of a son, she just kept on and kept on and kept on until deaf people all over this world have seen the gospel by dedicated hands. Why? Because Maxine Jeffries decided, I'll make a difference in this little spot, and in so doing, she's made a difference in the whole world. My mama decided to make a difference in the life of her son and her daughter. And in poverty with an alcoholic husband, she made a difference in our lives. What mother did not know is that someday she'd make a difference in the world through the college, Hiles Anderson College, and through the First Baptist Church of Hammond, and through our pastor's school. I'm simply saying, mother never said, I can affect the world, but she said, I can affect my home, I can affect my son, I can make a difference in my daughter's life. And now she has two children in heaven with her, and two down here wanting folks to go to heaven, and my mother has made a difference in the whole world. Why? Because she made a difference in her world. That little teenage girl I married 53 years ago, this October 24th, set about to make a difference in a few country churches. No preacher's wife in the history of this nation has been the model preacher's wife that Beverly Joyce Hiles has been. None. I hardly go anywhere to preach but what some pastor's wife walks up and says, Mrs. Hiles is my hero. I'm simply saying, Is your world a better place because of you? Do you stand among the faithful, brave and true? Do your peers see Christ in you? Does your life ring true? Is the world a better place? You say, preacher, I'll never pastor a great church. I know, but you can teach a class and make a difference. You can teach Sunday school class and make a difference. You can build a bus route and make a difference. Like Susanna Wesley and Coastal Hiles, you can rear a son and a daughter and make a difference. I'm saying tonight, I challenge you to say, my world will be a better world because I can. I'll make a difference. Ray Young started off cleaning the joint at the bus barn years ago. And Ray Young decided he'd make a difference in that bus barn. And that little bus kid from down Louisiana, Cajun down Louisiana, that little bus kid has influenced the entire world. He didn't say one day, I want to be a famous bus, famous assistant pastor. I want to preach around the country and in some places in foreign countries. He didn't say that. He said, where I am now, I'll make a difference in my world. Not to mention Ed Lapina, who very humbly decided to influence a few young people at First Baptist Church in Hammond and made a difference in their lives, teaching them how to teepee houses. I was laughing about that motorcycle you stole from John Olson a while ago. I was in the office talking about Fred Mooney, that great teacher at Hammond Baptist Schools, the coach of our basketball team. Stole John Olson's motorcycle. They didn't intend to keep it. They just intended to wreck it, that's all. One morning about 6 o'clock, they came to my house wanting to get right. I don't know if they wanted to get right because they wanted to get right or get right because it may keep me from killing them later on. I don't know. Ted Lapina, he just set out in his own humble way to help your kids. And by the way, you'll never know what he's meant to your kids. He decided to make a difference in the lives of young people in Northwest Indiana. In the Chicago area. Little did he know that one day he'd conduct a plan and be in charge of a nationwide youth conference. Where 284 teenagers turned to full-time service in one service the other day. I'm saying he decided, he wasn't going to be the next Dwight L. Moody. He wasn't going to be the next Billy Sunday, the next Lee Robertson. He was just going to make a difference in his world, and that's all you can do. But bless God, I'll say it again, you'll never make a difference in the world till you make a difference in your own world. Not to mention Dr. Evans and Don Boyd and Dr. Vogel and Dr. Sisson, Dr. Scott, Dr. Moore, Dr. Douglas, Mrs. Evans, Mrs. Colston, Brother Moffitt, Erlene Stevens, my staff, the school teachers, the college professors, Ray Bordway, Irma McKinney, and all the others have made a difference in the world. Nearly 40 years ago, we started. And we tried to do all we could to make a difference. We didn't have the largest church in Hammond in those days. I used to drive by the Christian Fellowship Church on 165th. They'd put their stupid attendance out on the sign every Monday morning. I'd drive there. I wanted to slit his tires in Jesus' name. They'll name Bob Murphy as pastor. I'd try to spread rumors about him so I could split his church. That's not true. Somebody said, if anybody said to me, you think you'll ever have 20,000 people? No. Ever think you'd have 10? No. Ever think you'd have 5,000 people? Not even my fondest dreams that I ever think would have 2,000 people. Never dreamed it. Just came to Hammond to do what I could to try to make a difference in Hammond and in this church and the lives of people. And now then God's taken us together in these years and we have made a difference in the whole world, thank God. Now the big question. Listen carefully and I'm finished. How can you make a difference? The Bible tells you. On some have compassion, making a difference. You don't make a difference because you're a good pulpiteer. You don't make a difference because you're a good singer. You don't make a difference because you're a good Bible teacher. Some having compassion. What does that mean? Suffer with them. Suffer with them. The movie mentioned a while ago, his daughter's accident. We were at the hospital that night. Looked like she wouldn't make it maybe through the night. 50-50 chance of making it through the night.
people came and suffered with him and made a difference. Talent will not make the difference. Ability will not make the difference. Personality will not make the difference. Charm and charisma will not make the difference. Compassion. Comes from two words, con, that's with, passion, suffering. Shortly after I made that decision, within a week after I made that decision, after the Presbyterian preacher had preached that sermon, I sat down under a pine tree one day and wrote down a little sentence. I will not use my people to build my work. I will use my work to build my people. And I wrote beside that my ministry motto. And now for a half a century, that's been my motto. I will not use my people to build my work. I'll use my work to build my people. I was walking down the aisle over here. One Sunday morning or Sunday night, and I've forgotten which. Security guards are with me to protect me from the deacons. We're walking down the aisle over here. A little boy, how old? I don't know. Five? I don't know. Six? Four? I don't know. Little bus kid, dressed in very poor clothing. Heard him say to his buddy, "That's Brother Hiles. He loves me. That's Brother Hiles. He loves me." And now, for all these years we've served together, and to hear a preacher say, "Brother Hiles has made a difference in the world. But there's something I want tonight more than I want that. I hope I've made a difference in your life, in your home, in your marriage, your children, and your family. Is your world a better place because of you? Do you stand among the faithful, brave and true? Do your friends and peers see Christ in you? Does your life ring true? Is your world a better place because of you?" I want you to leave this place tonight. I want you to think of the places where you belong. School, home, class, athletic team, where do you belong? And I want you to say, by the grace of God, what I said over 50 years ago, the least likely preacher boy in East Texas Baptist College, when the Presbyterian preacher said, "Make a difference in the world." And I said to myself, "The man's crazy. I can't do that." He said, "What I'm saying is, make a difference in your world." And a few weeks ago, when the preacher said, "Brother Hiles, is there a difference in the world?" I had a hallelujah fit and a spell on some having compassion, making a difference. Would you bow your heads, please?